Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi's conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and Investor Relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you the first half 2012 results. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good afternoon, and thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending the De'Longhi first half 2012 results conference call. Today, the board of directors has approved the first half results. As previously anticipated, net revenues reached 644 million, up approximately 9.5% on a yearly basis, while EBITDA, before non-recurring items, increased to 82 million, or representing 12.8% EBITDA margin. Also, an improvement in net profit, despite higher exceptional costs due to the Braun, mainly to the Braun acquisitions. However, net profit was up, reaching 32 million from 30 million in 2011. Generally speaking, the group has achieved a very strong sales also in the second quarter, and has finished the first half with higher than anticipated sales, despite the markets were generally weak, or either weaker or more difficult, particularly in Western Europe, and more notably in Portugal, Spain, Greece, and of course, also in Italy. Sales were slightly better, more resilient. The markets were slightly better and more resilient in other Western European markets, like Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Benelux, England as well. Still nice development in the markets, although the group has noticed already in the second quarter a slowdown in Eastern Europe, including Russia, Ukraine, and other Eastern European markets. Slowdown generally of the market also in Asia Pacific. The group, we believe, has been able to outperform markets and generally has increased its market share in all the most strategic product segments. Particularly strong was the performance of the group in coffee makers, driven by continuous market share growth in fully automatic coffee makers, but also improvement in the market share in traditional coffee makers, particularly in the Italian market, and also a very good performance within the capsule segment, driven by a very strong performance of the new launched Lattissima Plus. The growth rate has been very strong in other product segments, like kitchen products, breakfast products, and food preparation, particularly driven by the De'Longhi-branded kettles and toasters, and the continued success on kitchen machines and food preparation under the Kenwood brand. As said, the revenues stood at 644 million, up 55 million year-on-year. With regards to the margin, also, the development in the market has been very positive. The group has suffered a major cost increase due to cost increase in cost of goods sold, particularly in China. But despite the strong cost increase that the group was aware of well in advance, the group has been able to improve the industrial margin, which stood at 305 million from 277 in 2011, and in percentage went up from 47.1 to 47.4. We have also to highlight that the group has some positive impact due to the hedging policy. The improvement in the margin was substantially driven by the increased volumes, the better mix, and also by some price increase. As a consequence, despite the higher investment in advertising and marketing activities and some increased costs in the branches, particularly due to some new markets, opening like Ukraine, to make an example, EBITDA improved before non-recurring items at 82 million, representing now 12.8% on sales. As anticipated, we had in the 6 months 8 million of non-recurring items. Approximately 7 million were due to the Braun acquisition and some organizational projects, strategic organizational projects more related to e-commerce. More specifically, approximately 6 million were on Braun and 1 million on other strategic products for the group. EBIT for the first half increased from 56 million